WTAW news time is about 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. After the filing deadline passed for next year's elections, there will be at least 10 primaries next March in Brazos County.
One race and six candidates. John Rainey has three challengers in the Republican primary, joining two Democrats for State Representative District 14. Two Brazos County incumbents did not file for re-election. There are six Republicans and no Democrats interested in replacing District Clerk Mark Hamblin. Three filed on the last day: Rudy Schultz and Melissa Boyce of Bryan and Billy Hart of College Station. There are four Republicans and no Democrats who filed for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, where Mike McCleary is not running. There are also four Republicans and no Democrats or JP in Precinct 2, and three Democrats and one Republican in JP Precinct 4. Incumbent County Commissioner in Precinct 4, Irma Colley, now has an opponent in the Democratic primary, Timothy Anderson of Bryan, and a Republican filing for Colley's seat on the last day was Timothy D'Alessandro of College Station. There are two Democratic challengers to Republican incumbent Kyle Cassell for State Representative in District 12, and three Democrats seeking to run against Republican Charles Schwartner in State Senate District 5. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who has filed for his fifth term, told a participant at his town hall meeting last week that he continues to support legislation limiting House and Senate members to 12 years.
When I ran for this office back in 2010, I committed to our constituents that I would serve no more than six terms. That is a hard limit for me, and I fully intend to comply with that limit.
Flores, who has no Republican opponents, will wait for the results of a primary between two Democrats. Almost 2 months ago, the College Station City Council voted against the city's first rate increase for trash collection in 10 years. That was followed by James Benham getting majority support for staff to investigate whether to study privatizing solid waste services,
which would allow us to gauge potential cost data. And this is, you know, I like to make decisions with facts, not anecdotes. This is just getting interest along with some basic details.
This Thursday, staff is asking council to hire a consultant to identify the pros and cons of replacing the city department, which is budgeted this year for 37 employees. This year's sanitation services budget is projected to lose more than $200,000 and more than $1 million a year in fiscal 2019 and 2020. The first person to serve on the College Station City Council after attending CSISD schools from kindergarten through 12th grade has finished their maximum two consecutive terms. Julie Schultz, speaking on our show, said she was discouraged during the last election about the use of scare tactics that are not true.
Any neighborhood that I've ever known has never just imploded or exploded at any point, but that was kind of the mentality out there. Oh, this is about to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Everybody's going to stay safe. It's going to be okay.
While Schultz has lived in College Station, the population has gone from less than 20,000 to nearly 120,000. Schultz says a common complaint is the traffic, but she says no one wants to relieve congestion by new roads running through their neighborhoods. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A little chill in the air, Christmas music on the radio, curled up in front of a crackling fire in the fireplace with a big mug of hot cocoa. Christmas is all about traditions, and traditions turn a house into a home. At Zorneman Flooring, we love holiday traditions, and we want to be a part of creating just the right look and feel for your home. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or find us online at zfloors.net. From all of us at Zorneman Flooring, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front will push down from the north this morning. It's going to result in cooler temperatures over the next several days than what we experienced yesterday. Sunshine and breezy today. There'll be a few clouds this morning, but they should move out. We're 60 to 65. Clear overnight, cold 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Highs will be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 40 to 45. And it's partly to mostly sunny Thursday, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's not a full moon out there, but it seems that, again, we have an airplane disturbance story.
Okay.
Had a story this morning. No, we on an airplane. We had a story earlier this morning about a woman who threatened to kill everybody on her Southwest flight. German police say the pilot of a passenger jet that was destined for Zurich made an unscheduled stop at Stuttgart Airport because a Swiss passenger became aggressive after being denied champagne.
Oh, it happens.
Yes.
Gotta have them champs.
That police say that crew members were unable to calm down the 44-year-old business class passenger who was angered by their refusal to serve her more sparkling wine on the flight from Moscow. Police said in a statement on Sunday that the woman, who was not named, was escorted from the Airbus A320 in order to pay a security of a security deposit of $5,870.
Oh,
they said the 43 passengers on the plane were never in danger, but the total cost involved the unplanned stopover, likely amounting to tens of thousands of euros.
So, I'm sorry, if somebody is going to end up delaying my flight, I'll take you out myself. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already deal with enough while traveling. The last thing I need is, I didn't get enough bubbles.
Could have bought a lot of bubbles for that.
Yeah.
So a bunch of families were at the Goodwill store in Fort Collins, Colorado on Saturday. Employee got on the intercom and announced that every single kid got to pick out a free toy.
Whoa. Oh,
cool.
Somebody
cool.
wrote a big check to buy all the toys in the store, so every kid who came in that day got one. And this isn't the first time it's happened. Same guy's been doing this every year for almost a decade.
Very cool.
Yeah, never reveals his name. The employees know about this the situation beforehand. They know what day it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they set out extra toys to make sure that there are enough to go around, and each kid can choose a toy, stuffed animal, or a children's book. Now, a guy named Todd Wakefield was the manager of the store the first year that it happened and works at the corporate office now, but he made a point to come back for this year because it's such a cool day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, they didn't really reveal how much the guy has spent each year, but because he doesn't want any credit for it, and he's been doing it again for almost
That's very cool.
Hey, if you want to help out here, a child at a time, or a couple of childs at a time, if you want to do that.
Childs.
You want to help out me and Zach. Yeah. We're always taking donations.
Well, I was thinking Christmas angels
Okay. Them too.
Yeah,
them too.
Make it all about you, Chelsea.
No,
go ahead.
I included you.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
In March, we can look after y'all.
Oh, okay. March.
But
March.
Well, I mean, when it's out of the Christmas
We're not going to have any money until then.
I know, really. In the meantime, give us a call at 695-9595. That's our main office number. And you can donate this morning, as a matter of fact, since we have extra staff here to help out on that. Go to MyChristmasAngels.com, the website, if you want to pick out something specific. That'd be okay. If you want to make the purchase, that's fine. If you want us to make the purchase, that's okay. But the deal is we got to get this thing all wrapped up. We need to get the presents back by tomorrow because we need to distribute them this weekend.
Yep.
So time is kind of the essence.
Yep.
So we got about 2 weeks until Christmas, and so you can buy stuff online. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. it seems to be somewhat popular. You can just go up on your
computer.
Just
buying stuff online.
Yeah,
I've heard. I'm online shopping right now.
Ah, there you go. According to a recent study.
Not working. Right?
Yeah,
is that what we talked
about?
That's right.
No. Exactly. You're supposed to be working.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But if it's really cute and adorable and it's only available right now, then
ooh,
right.
That's
you gotta
cute.
Do it, right?
It's real cute.
Okay. According to a recent study, the answer is, yeah, you probably will look for the best price online. And you'll probably get it if you go shopping with Amazon. The study looked at prices for 52,000 products at a bunch of stores and websites between June and August, so not holiday pricing, but that'll give you kind of an idea. Amazon pretty much dominated across the board. Their prices were averaging 11% lower than those at Walmart, Target, and Jet.com. The only thing they didn't have the best price on was beauty products. Walmart's prices were 1% lower. Walmart also came close to in five other categories like baby products, music, furniture, pet supplies, sports, and outdoor products. Places like Walgreens that are good for last-minute gift ideas tended to be much higher, up to 40% higher than Amazon.
Okay.
Does this mean that you should do all your shopping online? Not necessarily. Lots of opportunities to buy local, and we believe in that very much. Now, I will tell you this. Let me grab a phone call real quick. Caller?
Yes, sir. Ben Downs, when he comes on the air, don't give him the intro. And then hit him with the intro after he starts talking. He's cool, man.
Okay, thanks. All right, I'll remember.
I'm sure he'll love
that.
He'll be so happy about that.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Mr. Downs today. However, I was going to buy a piece of furniture, and Amazon had it, but it was $150 more expensive on Amazon.
Really?
So you do need to check. You really, really do. Yeah, especially if you're buying from another provider, and Amazon's the one who's doing the business. That's how they kind of make their profit out there. Okay, so have you heard about this 11-year-old kid?
Yes, I already know where you're going with this.
A 6-year-old kid who's made $11 million.
Oh, yes, him
jeez.
Too. Him
right.
too.
What? I haven't heard about any kids.
Okay.
Sorry.
So have you got the story? Because I'm looking for it. I don't see it here. But
I can find it if you give me just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Oh, Scott lost his prep.
I did. I saw a picture. Well, you know, all the pages are white. They look the same, so I can't really tell where the story is. If it came in different colors, then I might be able to remember where it was. But here's the deal. This kid, again, 6 years old, and started reviewing toys on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a thing. So what do you got?
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
you. Okay, so the 6-year-old Ryan, he has his own YouTube channel called Ryan's Toy Review.
Okay.
And he has made $11 million, a family-run YouTube channel. Let's see, this is according to Forbes' annual list of the highest-earning YouTube celebrities. Let's see. So last year it was profiled, and Ryan's parents, who have shot and produced the accounts, frequently release videos starting in March 2015.
Wow.
He was 4 years old at the time, and he asked his parents why he couldn't review toys also, because he used to watch toy reviews.
Okay.
So one of his first ones went viral. The video featured him opening and reviewing a box containing more than 100 toys from Pixar's Cars series.
Interesting.
It is close to 800 million
views.
Wow. The channel now tends to review new toys or kids' food products, and the videos usually feature earnest and enthusiastic commentary from Ryan with off-camera guidance from his parents. Now, it says that the channel's viewership, which boasts a current audience of 10 million subscribers, translates to about $1 million a month in advertising revenue alone.
Well, now, his last name and his address, place of residence, is a closely guarded secret. I can imagine.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like I could have been a childhood YouTube star if only YouTube was around.
Here, I've got a little bit of Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see if this. Oh yeah.
All Ryan has to do is pull out the tab for Mike.
So his parents help him out a little bit.
Okay.
This is a candy that they're
okay.
I don't know. Some
Ryan's toy review.
Ryan's toy review.
Okay.
Let me see if he talks.
Making a candy dispenser out of
cardboard.
Yikes, I did.
Okay, so he's just a really funny kid, and his parents help him out, and they do toy reviews. And he makes millions of dollars.
I hope 10 years from now he's still as unaffected as he sounds now. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Don't
know that that'll be the case, but we'll see.
We'll see.
So anyway.
we haven't done a Prince Harry and Meghan Markle story today yet.
Correct, you are correct.
Anyhow, they may in fact be so stressed, even though they haven't done the nuptials yet. Cosmopolitan did a bit of digging about the history of heading into the altar and the British monarchy at the same time and what that does to you.
Oh, heavens.
Prince William said, "I do," just half an hour's sleep, thanks to adoring fans who were screaming and singing and cheering outside his house all night long. Prince William, 30 minutes sleep before he got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they were singing and shouting outside.
Because they were
outside.
too loud.
You think
he could pay for some earplugs or maybe some noise-canceling headphones.
Or someplace farther away from the street.
That, too.
Or people could just not care.
No, over there, especially.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal,
Queen
Zach.
Elizabeth II's hairdresser accidentally broke her tiara the morning of the wedding to Prince Philip.
Oh, no.
Way back then.
Way back in the day.
Did they behead her?
No,
Is that how they do things over there?
Yeah, luckily the local police brought in a jeweler to fix it, and everything was fine. Her daughter, Princess Anne, also wore it on her wedding day.
Okay.
Thank the heavens.
Princess Diana accidentally called Prince Charles Philip. Philip Charles Arthur George instead of Charles Philip Arthur George.
Well, that's four names.
That's a lot of names.
It is. And she suffered a horrible headache because she was not used to wearing a tiara.
Had
no idea they caused headaches.
You know, for some people, they're just not used to it. Not all of us can.
Yeah.
You know,
and one of the horses in the household cavalry flipped out and threw off its rider and raced past Wills and Kate Middleton as they were traveling to Buckingham Palace.
Yikes.
So that could have been kind of unfortunate. But anyway, everything.
There's a lot of logistics that go into a wedding the royal weddings.
I was going to say for anyone and then for that one, that's for sure. All right, so Christmas, again, just two short weeks away. If you're looking for the perfect gift to spoil that special lady in your life, the fine folks at Prete, P-R-E-T-E, do you know them?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect gift. Cosmopolitan reports they're offering a beautiful hair dryer embellished with Swarovski crystals and a year of limited blowouts. All this can be yours for just $10,000.
Hey, there you go.
Now, the money goes to a good cause. It goes to the Humane Society. So that's good.
I will tell you, I was on a website the other day, and it was a big department store, but I was on their website, and I found this water bottle, which was covered in Swarovski crystals, and it was $1,500.
Yeah.
And it had a review. So I clicked on it, and it was a 5-star review, but it was, you know, this water bottle is so amazing. I use it every day. And I just thought, who actually bought this water bottle?
Somebody with an expense account. $100.
Because you put that in your cup holder as you're driving down the road, and it possibly could fall out and roll into the street.
Well, and then the crystals will get scratched up, or they'll scratch something, and then it gets to be ratty looking, you know.
It ain't easy being rich, Scott.
I've
been told.
Then you go give it to a homeless person who you find under a, you know, an overpass someplace.
Do you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, here we go. I waited a little while for this. There are parents out there struggling with or maybe dodging the question of, is it time for my kid to get a phone? And I don't know. That's not my world. I have no idea what's the average age the kiddos are getting phones now.
Like 8.
Yes.
How did your kids make it, Scott? They didn't have cell phones, did they?
Oh, they did. Yeah, sure.
Oh, they did?
So, yeah, they did. Yeah, by the time they were, I guess, you know, when they were in high school, they did.
Okay.
So that was, because that was about,
I think I was
1999 or so.
Okay.
So
wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so they had that.
Well, they were the size of a block.
They were.
Probably,
yeah, they carried around. They're pretty spooky. Actually, yeah, that's true. There were really big ones back then. Anyhow. The well-connected mom here to help you decide with 5 things to at least think about before you buy your child a smartphone. Number 1, are they ready? Be warned, they're probably going to lose the device or may not know the ramifications of the simple little post on social media, what that could mean, so you need to teach them, which is really kind of number 2, also cyber civics 101. Teach them about bullying, the permanence of what they post, and stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Just like you wouldn't hand a 10-year-old keys to the car without any guidance, a lesson wouldn't hurt. Go to cyberwise.org, by the way, if you want to have a list of things.
Oh, yeah.
Who hands a 10-year-old the keys to the car?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Who gives them also just a phone without telling them what they need to be aware of? So,
well, and there are so many phones out there now, too, that, you know, you can put, like, four numbers in them. And so you can only call or text those four numbers.
Okay.
You know, mom, dad, maybe another relative or something like that. And so, you know, because I understand that parents want to give them to their kids younger and younger just for that connectivity.
Yep.
But there are a lot of options without giving them an iPhone 8 and saying, oh, yeah, here, go start tweeting.
Sure.
Getting my kid a jitterbug. I don't care how how many years from now it is.
Make a contract with your kiddo about where the phone will be charged, that parents get access to passwords, and what happens if the rules aren't followed. Embrace the technology that can send alerts when certain high-risk words are used in text messages or social media. That's kind of what you were talking about, mm-hmm. Chelsea. It's not necessarily about spying on your kids, but kind of protecting them and others from the dangers that can happen out there. And don't punish by taking the phone away. It is tempting to confiscate something that they dearly love, but that could possibly backfire. Chances are that your kiddos will be less likely to tell you about a problem they're experiencing online if there's the risk that you're going to take the phone away. Things to think about there. But again, kind of a first world problem for a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I guess really the other thing that she doesn't mention is maybe just an assumption there. Can you afford it?
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, can you afford it? Because if you can't afford it, and again, with the data plans, even aside from the data plans, just the buy-in.
Well, and also to make sure that if for whatever reason your plan is limited, to make sure your kid understands that.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember a friend of mine racking up a phone bill because of how much she text messaged.
Yeah.
And back then it was like, you know, however many cents per message,
yes.
Which now there's so many unlimited plans available, but...
Nonetheless,
yeah, that's still something to look into.
Because you're adding somebody to it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, 826.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
David Gard just wants to remind you that there are more and more DG creations out there for you to see. This is something that, of course, he's kind of been building up a stock of over the years because he would create something and then kind of replicate it, personalize it for people. But the DG creations now has really created a brand that's very, very popular. You can find more and more of it there at David Gardner's store. But in addition to that, David also, of course, has designers that that you know. One of them is David Yurman. And the David Yurman look is, that brand is far and wide. Lots of different types of looks that are out there. Right now, they have a special collection of iconic cable bracelets that are there. These are sterling silver with 18 and 14 karat gold. And then they have gemstones that are right on the tips of the cables. So kind of a neat look. And you can go in and find something like that at David Gardner. So not only David Gardner creations themselves, but also iconic jewelry developers that they have there in the store. It's all at 911 University Drive. And don't forget that David Gardner's also is an authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Toshiba and Western Digital have agreed to settle a dispute over Toshiba's planned sale of its memory chip unit, clearing a major hurdle to the nearly $18 billion deal. Directors at both companies separately voted to drop legal cases that they brought against each other. Lawyers are preparing documents and a formal announcement's expected as soon as this week. Activist investor Carl Icahn plans to launch a new board fight with Xerox in an attempt to change management of the company, his second offensive against the copy machine maker in a two-year span. Icahn says Xerox still has potential, but not unless major changes are made. Apple has bought Shazam, the maker of a song recognition app that Apple's digital assistant Siri has already been using to help people identify the music playing on their iPhones. The companies didn't disclose the price of the acquisition, but previous reports place the value at about $400 million. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's your Money Now.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
In the beginning, social media, especially Facebook, promised to bring us all closer together. But its impact on the world has been anything but. And now, at least one former Facebook bigwig is feeling the guilt. Kim Komando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. A curious speech at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. Facebook's former VP for User Growth says that every day he faces tremendous guilt about Facebook. He's come to believe he was part of a team who created the tools that are ripping the social fabric of society apart. Instead of uniting us, it's become a hothouse of fake news and propaganda. He says it's all fueled by what he calls short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops, the hearts, likes, and thumbs up. He says that they have taken the place of intelligent civil discourse. There's no cooperation, only misinformation. Again, all of this from a man who staked his career on Facebook's success. He ended by saying, "I won't let my kids use this stuff." Only he didn't use the word stuff. I am Kim Komando.
If your family's like mine, there's one special someone who's taken on the job of being the family archivist. They're the one who organizes the tens of thousands of family photographs to make sure they're preserved for a new generation. This holiday, Epson is making their job a lot easier with the incredible Epson Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. The Fast Photo scans thousands of photos in as fast as one photo every second. It's the world's fastest photo scanner. The Fast Photo Scanner easily restores faded and damaged photos and can upload incredible high-quality images to the cloud, even fragile and large panoramic prints you can share digitally with family and friends. Epson's single-step technology automatically scans both the photo image and any handwritten notes on the back. What a great holiday gift! And do more than just photos. You can scan and save important documents, contracts, and papers. The Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. Go to Epson.com/fastphoto. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes a staff request to hire a consultant to determine whether to get out of the business of picking up trash.
I'd like to direct the city manager to submit and put out an RFI for private waste collection. Not an RFP, but an RFI is a request for interest.
The original request, which came from James Benham on October 26th, was after the council voted against the city's first rate increase in 10 years. This year's sanitation services budget is projected to lose more than $200,000 for the fiscal year that is underway and more than $1 million a year in fiscal 2019 and 2020. The city department is budgeted for 37 employees. Returning to civilian life after a maximum 2 consecutive terms on the College Station City Council, Julie Schultz shared some of her observations over the last 6 years during a visit on our show. That's in the context of living here since the age of 4, when the city's population was less than 20,000, to this year's estimate of nearly 120,000.
Even though we have the tax increases, and I agree we have problems trying to find affordable housing, there are some developments coming online soon which may remedy some of that. But I do think, all in all, College Station is a very good place to live.
A common complaint is driving around College Station.
To lose your mind and to think that you need to be the only car on the road is ridiculous.
Right.
Having connectivity throughout the city will alleviate some of that, and nobody wants the roads next to them. Mm-hmm. They don't want the road through their neighborhood. They don't want it next to their neighborhood. They want to be separated, and that's why you have that. That's why you have this congestion.
Schultz says the city needs to take on Texas A&M as an asset and not complain about the growth of the university. Motorists along Texas Avenue and College Station between Harvey Mitchell and Deakin will be dealing with a raised median in about a year. You have the opportunity to tell TxDOT officials what you think today during an open house from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Ringer Library. The filing deadline has ended for next year's elections around Texas.
Two Brazos County incumbents are not seeking re-election. One whose name is not on the state's websites, Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace Mike McCleary. 4 Republicans and no Democrats have filed for that opening. 6 Republicans and no Democrats filed for district clerk after Mark Campbell announced he was not seeking re-election. 3 filed for district clerk on the final day, Billy Hart of College Station and Melissa Boyce and Rudy Schultz of Bryan. 6 filed for the state representative seat in District 14, incumbent John Rainey among 4 Republicans, and there are 2 Democrats. Incumbent Precinct 4 County Commissioner Irma Colley is a Democratic primary opponent, Tommy Anderson of Bryan. The winner faces a Republican challenger, Timothy D'Alessandro of Bryan. There are 4 Republicans and no Democrats who have filed for the JP post in Precinct 2. 3 Democrats and 1 Republican have filed for JP in Precinct 4. There are 2 Democrats seeking the state representative seat now held by Republican Kyle Cassell. And there are 3 Democrats seeking the state Senate seat now held by Republican Charles Schwartner. In all, there are 5 Republican and 5 Democratic primaries next year in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Incumbents who have filed for next year's election includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He was asked about term limits during his own town hall meeting last week. Flores says House and Senate members should serve a maximum 12 years.
I think most Americans support term limits. I think that people should go home and live under the laws they write. I mean, our country was founded under what we call citizen legislators, where farmers and doctors and teachers and folks would go to Washington and they'd serve for a while and they'd go back home and live under the laws they wrote. And that's what I think we need to get back to.
Flores, who is seeking his 5th term, has no Republican opponents and 2 Democratic challengers. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two-implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marble Craft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear out to make ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marble Craft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
839, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Cold front will push down from the north this morning. It's going to result in cooler temperatures over the next several days than what we experienced yesterday. Sunshine and breezy today. There'll be a few clouds this morning, but they should move out. We're 60 to 65. Clear overnight, cold 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Highs will be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 40 to 45. And it's partly to mostly sunny Thursday, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We got it. It's okay. Just sit down. It'll be fine.
I'm sorry.
General Manager Ben Downs agitating the crowd here in the holidays.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I supposed to go get my own headphones?
I
don't know. I can do that.
We have staff who is going to be bringing you headphones in a moment.
I doubt that.
I sent the message. It's okay. In the meantime, we're going to talk to...
No one can hear me.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, hey.
Did you get my...
Thanks for turning on our mics.
Did you get my text?
I can't hear.
Chelsea?
I just did yes now.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm the staff. Cool.
I didn't
Is
get
this a
one.
Special code word? When I text to bring Mr. Downs' headphones, here's what I want you to do?
No, it's just I was going to do a text, and whichever one came up in my phone of people who I'd texted most recently, whether it was Zach or Chelsea, I was going to ask them to bring in a pair of headphones for you. And so Zach,
random
that's
texting, that's a little frightening.
Okay,
in its own
but
way.
That's the reason.
That could go really bad.
And boom, there it is. Look at that. There.
Chelsea brought it to me without an adapter.
Oh, an adapter.
Oh, Chelsea.
There's one right next door.
Oh, wait. We found one.
Okay. Oh, great. Oh, cool. Oh.
Crisis averted. I love how you texted Chelsea, too. She's got the longest to walk.
I know. Well, again, I couldn't find the last time I texted you.
It's been a while, Scott.
You have a volume control.
We don't talk nearly
as
much anymore.
Do I now?
Do you have a volume control on these headphones?
I want.
Can you turn these up a little bit, please?
Oh, I thought we were too loud. I thought that was the problem.
Or maybe they just don't work.
No, but that's okay.
Maybe I got him crappy headphones.
I can hear Zach. Right, Zach?
Right.
Okay, how's that?
And that's really all you need to. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We're worse off.
Oh, are we?
Nice.
Because I can't hear Zach or Chelsea.
We're doing live radio.
Live radio.
What button did you press?
It's our favorite thing to do.
There. How's that?
Is that better?
Can you hear that?
Can you hear us now?
He's shaking his head.
Can you hear them by any chance?
I don't know. I got him from the Zone studio, so who knows?
Can the listeners hear us?
Okay, it's okay.
Can you text in and let us know if you're hearing
us? It's on the pluggy thing.
They can hear us.
It's our five well-maintained headphone plugs there.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Nothing more technical sounding than the pluggy thing.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, thank you guys for showing that team spirit and coming to our hayride at Santa's Wonderland with the radio station staff last night.
Nope.
No one in here, apparently.
Oh, is that right?
No, yeah.
Were we not represented?
At all.
Oh.
Well, Maybe we were busy doing our jobs.
Oh.
There's a chance,
wow,
I guess.
There's a very slim, slim chance.
So how was it?
I assume the Hallmark Channel had something just really spectacular on last
night. No, Chelsea has a new reason to watch the Hallmark Channel now.
Yes, I have a great new reason.
Because you found it goes well with a Chardonnay, right?
Yeah, so. I think I should probably be with friends, but I could do it alone, too.
Okay.
Did you see Netflix tweeted out that apparently some 58 users have watched The Prince and Me or whatever?
The Christmas Prince, yes. Zach,
day,
get it right. Yeah.
Every day since it came out.
Yeah, Netflix needs to stop calling out people for what they watch.
It is a little bit, it's harmless, but it is a little sinister.
Yeah. That one hits a little close to home for Chelsea.
All right, wait. Kate has to be at work, okay?
Oh, sorry. Is Kate here? Yeah. I'm Kate, just kidding.
Oh,
I saw her.
That's right. That's okay.
Hey, we can talk about the Hallmark movies that I've seen.
Hey,
which Kate, ones? Kate, yeah. If you give me your email, I can forward you a drinking game for the Hallmark movies.
Oh,
yes.
Did you know
there's an internet theory that says in every single Hallmark movie, someone says the line, "What are you doing here?" And so now it's
what about,
my goal.
Where are you going? Wait,
I don't know,
where are you going?
But it's the, "What are you doing here?" And so now it's my goal to watch every single one.
And see sure. if you can find the line.
In it. Yep. The most Ooh. In one movie I've seen is 5 times.
Nice.
Whoa.
5 times.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's some serious writer's block there.
That's a lot of people.
What are you up. Doing here?
I wonder if Hemingway here? Ever
Lots
once
of surprises.
Wrote, what are you doing here?
Hey, what, man? Just a show about nothing.
What's the phrase again?
What are you doing here?
Okay.
Is that in the game?
I'll remember that.
I don't think so.
Let's see.
Okay.
I don't think so either.
Chelsea's got it on her phone.
No.
Hallmark I gave, movie,
Scott forwarded
what
it to me.
Yeah, I did. I gave her the Hallmark drinking game.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So,
well, good.
See, someone else is fueling my fire. It's not just me.
You're an enabler, Scott.
Yeah.
Stop. You could drink a Diet Coke. It'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Anyway.
You could.
And maybe I'd get to the 12 cans like Donald Trump.
Yeah. But I just want you guys to know that we had a lot of fun without you last night.
Okay.
Sorry. A lot of fun. We rode that hayride to a fare thee well.
I feel like you're kind of stealing Kate's spotlight now.
Yeah. I'll be quiet.
It's her turn.
Thank I'm you. Quiet now.
Because I'm going to ask you, and you need to answer, who embarrassed the station last night. So
other than me?
About that. Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
So we have business. I'm about to ask myself what I'm doing here. Right
what
now.
Are you doing?
So we have business after hours next week. It's our last business after hours of 2017.
Sure.
It's going to be on Thursday, December 21st at Park at Traditions. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one this late in December before, but we had enough Thursdays this month, so we wanted to see how it's going to go.
Very
so
good.
Celebrate the holidays with us and with Park at Traditions. Then coming up in January, we have our awesome Economic Outlook Conference. That's going to be on Wednesday, January 24th. It's sponsored by Wells Fargo. And this year, the theme is going to focus on challenges and opportunities facing all of the growth in our community. I know everyone thinks we're growing like crazy, so we're going to have experts come in and talk to us how this is both going to help and hurt our community. So
okay.
It's going to be real interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful master of ceremonies for that event, and enabler as well, I hear.
We do. He might be in here right now. We're not sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's here.
Everybody else is busy.
No one else could do it.
Yeah.
So.
No one else could keep everybody else on track.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, that's
you're big on that time thing. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yep.
And then we have one of our last ribbon cuttings of the year today at Bryan Dental. That's Tuesday, December 12th. It'll be at 11:30 a.m., and they're located at 3203 Freedom Boulevard, which is near the Bryan Walmart.
Yeah, right there. Okay, by Lowe's and Walmart. All right, very good. If they want some more information,
you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
Okay, we'll see you next week on the last visit before Christmas,
It'll
right?
be the last one.
Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch. Visit the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays. Okay, now it's your turn.
Well, I got nothing else.
Oh. So who embarrassed the radio station last night? There,
you know, it was a well-behaved bunch.
Was it?
If only you could have been there to see it. It was.
Or maybe it wouldn't have been so well-behaved if we had showed up.
Yeah.
We did discover that the winery there at Santa's Wonderland, you're allowed to wander about with your wine glass.
Oh.
Very fancy.
Open container.
Yeah, very fancy. You can't pop a bottle there, but you can. But you can with one of their wine glasses. As you can make the rounds, as it were, and so that helped a great deal compensate for you guys not being there. Speaking of that, are you going to be able to drag yourself out of your homes to come to the staff Christmas party
now
on Saturday?
He's upset.
Okay,
I'm
Zach,
no, I don't
I'm
care.
Coming.
I don't care.
Zach,
I don't care.
Zach,
I'm coming.
Jack will be there. I'll be there.
What about you, Chelsea? What about you?
I gotta go to peace.
What great! She's gonna.
I gotta go run my paper route.
Yeah.
He's the Christian
station.
I gotta go do right now. Waiting to get on there. So anyhow, but that's fine. I mean, she
we don't like Chelsea anyway. I'm glad she's not going to be there at the party.
Yeah.
Let Reedfield Meats and Deli handle your next party. Order a party tray with Reedfield Meats and Cheeses or vegetables and relish trays. A large tray will feed up to 60 hungry guests. Reedfield's has been family-owned and operated since 1960, and you can always be sure they will take the time and care to give you the highest quality foods. Stop by for lunch and get a sandwich made from Boar's Head, Butterball, and Hormel Meats and Cheeses. Reedfield's is open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturdays at 2701 South Texas in Bryan.
We are out of space, and we will not be undersold.
Tom Light Chevrolet is overstocked.
Over 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Shop today and save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Chevy Silverado.
Why buy last year's model?
Get a new 2018 Silverado
with $11,000 in savings.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan College Station. Online at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings included factory incentives of 5601 and 5765 Lima discount. Stock number 61089. Expires 12/31/17.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries in everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Okay, so here we go.
He's the boss.
So there.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's.
After that, listener wanted me to be ambushed with this today.
Right, really. On your own radio station.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Whew. I'm out of breath just thinking about that.
But, I mean, now, wait, though. Net neutrality, is that when everything ends and gets more expensive? Was that Thursday?
Let's see. That's when the vote is, I think, on Thursday, yeah, okay, right? Or is it today? Man, I don't know. I just know it. I know everything comes to an end at the same time.
Here it is.
Yeah, okay. Great.
The FCC is expected to repeal net neutrality rules this Thursday. The Republican-led commission rolling back the 2015 rules that bar broadband providers from slowing access to web content. But the new rules require companies have to disclose if they're doing that. And the FCC and Federal Trade Commission are teaming up saying they'll take action against bad actors. But Democratic FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn isn't buying it. She put out a statement saying the joint effort between the FCC and FTC is a confusing, lackluster afterthought. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
So will it be like we'll have a net Nazi?
No network for you.
Is that how we're going to do that?
No more bandwidth for you.
There.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just all I know is that if I were a conservative radio station that streamed on the net, I would be a little concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you happen to know any of them.
What's the name of that lady? Mignon?
Mignon.
Mignon?
M-I-G-N-O-N? Just like it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Ben knows her.
Cool.
Ben knows her.
Yeah. And her father is James Clyburn, the one that's in Congress right now, who's in a bit of trouble for some of that harassment stuff. And so there is a thought politically that if he retires, she may run for his position.
Oh.
And so then we would have a fairly moderate D, as they say.
Is that right?
Jessica Rosenworcel, on the other hand, she hasn't met a members of Emily's List that she doesn't like. But
and I knew that eventually we would be able to break out into the politics of the Federal Communications Commission. We'd been hankering for that moment.
Anytime. Right. Just let me know.
In the meantime, Christmas party of the season took place on I-95 in Pennsylvania. Semi truck carrying a load of Tito's Handmade. Overturned early Friday morning.
I saw this. All the Tito's.
Yep. Left the driver with minor injuries. They wanted to know about the other stuff, though.
Yeah.
One user claims that her father just had a mental breakdown over the situation. Another called it one of the top four personal attacks of 2017.
Oh, yeah.
My poor soul sent out condolences with an RIP message for your upscale liquor.
Well, here we are.
Yikes.
Tomorrow is our last day for Christmas Angels.
You're right, it is.
And so far this year, in none of my memos have I spelled it Christmas Angles yet.
Well, that's
and
good.
I'm still working on it, it could happen. What we're kind of looking for, as you know, we're looking for people to bring all of their stuff back by Wednesday. But if I might take a quick look into the future a little bit, it looks like we're going to be a little short on bicicletas,
oh,
on bicycles.
Okay.
We may be a little short. Bicycles are a special thing for us, in this toy drive, because we feel like that it gives a sense of ownership. It's exercise. It gets kids outside. And, gives them something to like and take care of that's a little more than a plastic toy and all. So if a child asks for a bicycle, we try really hard to make sure that they actually get one. And so we're probably going to be just a wee bit short on bicycles. So if you happen to want to have us go shop for you and buy some kids bicycles.
And we love to shop.
We do. Yep. We do.
All right, so what's some the bike cost, just so people
you
know?
It's between, you can get, if it's a little kid thing, you can get them for like $40. Okay. And if it's a bigger kid that needs a 20 or 22-inch bicycle, then it's probably closer to $80 to $100. Okay. And so if you wanted to sponsor 10 bicycles, we'd be more than happy to go pick them up for you. Yep. That wouldn't be a problem at all. But it is, I know that there are a lot of people who share my interest in making sure that it's something that's useful, it lasts, and has many purposes. And so if you do, you can call me or call the radio station, somebody else that you know up here or something, just tell them that you want to sponsor X amount of bicycles, and we'll go buy them. And did I mention that we buy all of our stuff locally?
Yeah, that's a good
point. All of our toys, all of our bicycles, everything, even our wrapping paper is all purchased right here in the BNCS.
And there's no administrative costs, as we call that, air quotes.
We try really hard to tell people that, and we forget about it every single year. Yeah. But like the wrapping paper and the time for employees and, all the stuff, we pick up the cost on all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you gave $100 to Christmas Angels, exactly $100 goes to buying toys. And that includes if you go online or you do a credit card, if you go online with PayPal, we get like $98 out of 100. Well, we pick up the $2 charges and make sure that your contribution is $100. So we try to do it right the way around.
And any way you want to be involved, if you do want to do it, if online, mychristmasangels.com is the way to do easy for you. That's great. If you want to go pick it up and actually put your hands on the toy and do it yourself and then bring it to us, we'll wrap it. If you want to wrap, do the whole thing, bring that in. But the deadline for that's tomorrow, because we get these distributed this weekend. We got to get all that coordinated.
And we still have extra people up here right now.
We do.
Who are writing down credit card contributions.
Answering
phone calls and writing down credit card contributions. So if you would like, and you don't want to have to meddle with going through logging into PayPal and all that sort of stuff, just call us, and an actual real-life human being will write your information down. And, hey, you act like that's not a real
thing. They're real
thing.
People. No.
Yeah, they are. They're not a machine. That's exactly right. And, by the way, we won't save your information to bug you again, okay?
Wait. You do get a thank you letter from me.
Okay.
And then we start shredding.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's 3-2.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the Pool Guy. 575-6200.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All right, here we go. So... Here's a first world problem.
Okay.
If you could sum up marriage in one sentence, is it, so what do you want for dinner? According to a new survey, the average American couple spends 132 hours every year deciding what to eat. This is a first world problem, okay?
Yeah.
Breaks down to an average of about 21 minutes a day. That means by your 50th anniversary, you spend 275 entire days trying to figure out what the hell you're going to eat.
Okay, I'm not married, but here's a little tip that I think I saw it online.
Okay.
Ask your significant other, guess where I'm thinking about going eating tonight? Or guess where I think we should go eat tonight?
Okay.
And have them guess. The first thing they guess, boom, there you go.
Yep, you're right, honey. That's exactly correct.
Interesting. Survey also, there they go, nah, I didn't really do that. Because you know what? They'll catch on.
Yeah.
Like, women are smart.
They can't do it too often.
Yeah. Survey also found that only 13% of couples say they never argue about food. Argue about food? I don't know.
I'm not in a relationship, I guess
I might have argued about food.
As being
an only child, I had a front row seat to my parents' conversations.
And would they
most
argue
the time.
About food?
My mom does the whole thing about like, hey, where do you want to go eat? My dad will suggest something, or I'll suggest something. She'll say no. Let's not do that. And then we'll suggest something else. No, let's
not
do that.
Like arguing,
growing
stuff.
But just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and then
I think, too, probably nowadays, there's probably one who likes to eat a little bit healthier than others.
Yep.
And so I could see disagreements arising because of that issue.
All right, here you go. Even though we don't need to do this today, I will, just so you'll have the information.
Okay.
The holidays are stressful. The days right around Christmas can be terrible. According to a new survey, the lead up to Christmas is the most stressful part. The average person will peak their stress on Monday.
Let me give you also a hint.
Post office too. If you're going to ship that way, you need to get there. Get there before Monday because it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, 71% of us agree that the holidays are stressful, but that apparently is the day when it all just collapses on you. So remember that. Get ready for Monday, the 18th, and we'll do that. So we'll be back tomorrow when it won't be the most stressful day, and we'll try not to make it one. WTAW College Station, Brian.